And good afternoon. It's 12:07. You're tuned to Midday Matters on WBOY Fort Wayne. I'm Sean Beter. This is the Outer Spaces edition of our program, and because it's the first Thursday of the month, we have some extra special guests with us. Of course, our usual suspect back from his long Easter hiatus, Doug Hackbarth. Doug, welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
And with us, of course, because, as I mentioned, it's the first Thursday of the month, Jason Kissel from Acres Land Trust. Jason, we're glad to have you with us today as well.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
And Jason, we're going to have another topic, as we always do when you're here, to get people thinking about nature. Do want to invite our listeners, though, to get in touch with us this hour, 260-452-1185, toll free at 800-471-9264. Of course, we're always on Facebook and Twitter, and you can email middaymatters@nipr.fm. Now, Jason, what did you bring along for us today?
Well, today we're taking a topic that's perfect for radio. We're asking people to call in with their favorite sounds from nature. And really what made me think of this is spring peepers for a lot of people, the frogs, you know, singing their first time in the spring. Mm-hmm. Just really about a week or so ago, week and a half or so ago, reminded me of how important sounds are to us as people interacting with nature, but more specifically how animals interact with each other. It's just like we do. They communicate through sound. And so for a lot of people, that spring peeper is kind of the first rite of spring. And, you know, you have people come up to you and they'll say, hey, I heard the first spring peepers Wednesday at 5 o'clock. It's, oh, I heard them Wednesday morning at 9:23. And so it's this great competition each spring for people to say, wow, I heard that first sound. And that's just what really I wanted to bring this topic today, because there's a lot of sounds in the spring. There's sounds all throughout the year, but a lot of times we associate those sounds with spring, whether it's the first robin call you hear in the spring, or like I said, the spring peeper for many people.
Mm-hmm. And you know, obviously, as you mentioned, we're going to ask our listeners to call in. We want to know what's your first sound of spring. What was the first sound you heard this year that you knew that spring was here? Or we want to know also, what was your favorite, you know, oral moment, as you might call it? What was the favorite sound that you've heard maybe when you were spending some time in nature? Give us a call and share your story with us. We'd love to hear what this hour, 260-452-1185, toll free at 800-471-9264. Email middaymatters@nipr.fm. Of course, we're also on Facebook and on Twitter. We have a few examples here, but Jason, I'll put you on the spot here first. You mentioned peepers. Any other favorites come to mind?
Sure. You know, I think one of my favorite sounds is katydids, and you normally don't hear them until later summer, but they've got this great chorus that they do, and they always kind of echo each other. And I'm going to encourage people to actually give us their best impersonation. So I'm going to try one here just to get things kicked off, so I can embarrass myself first so other people don't feel as bad. But it just reminds me of summer. And what I remember it the most is just as a kid at home, we lived in a forest. And so when we'd, you know, first time you open after the hot summer, you're starting to open the window at night, and you just hear this chorus, and it's just deafening. It was kind of a metallic, it was kind of a rinning. And you would just hear them, and you'd hear the ones closest to you, but then you'd hear all hundreds or thousands of them behind them coming in with the echo. And so to me, that's always just been a very comforting sound, and just one that just kind of caps off summer. It just makes me feel good for some reason to hear those katydids singing like that.
I want to ask you as well, Doug Hackbarth. Are you willing to try a favorite sound, or tell us what your favorite sound is?
Well, you know,
besides the sound of customers coming in for Easter.
A few weeks ago, I did the sound of a bird whistling. You know, if you recall, it sort of went like, which I said, you just whistle a tune that makes no sense whatsoever. That's what that is. But, you know, when Jason was talking about these sounds that he remembers as a kid, you know what I remember is? I remember them as a kid when I had to go take a nap, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to. While I was laying there in bed, I would hear the sounds of different creatures outside. And the one bird, I don't know what it's called, but you'll all remember the sound. It goes like this. Do you remember that one? Have you heard that one, Jason?
Yep.
I don't know what kind of bird it is. I'm sure some people out there do.
We'll ask them to give us a call and share with
and
us.
And one more sound that I'm sure you don't have in your computer there that's always a great sound of spring is kids outside playing.
Oh, yeah.
It has nothing to do with animals and birds. Kids outside playing, laughing, screaming, basketballs bouncing, all of that stuff. That is spring, and that begins the start of spring/summer.
I want to get our listeners involved here in just a few moments. We'll dig into our stash of nature sounds. First, though, let's open up the phones here. Of course, our number 260-452-1185. Let's open the phones and go to Joe. Joe, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Hi, how are you, Sean?
Very, very well. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you. You were asking about favorite sounds that tell us that it's spring, and for my husband and I, the first sound of real spring is when the flocks of sandhill cranes come flying over, and they don't honk like geese, and they don't quack, but they trill, and it's kind of a throaty, gurgling trill, and it's very loud, and you can hear them before they get to you.
Wow.
And it's, absolutely
are you
going to
do it for us?
I don't think so. I wish I could, but I'm not quite that talented.
And they're a very hard one to mimic because, as she said, it's a very growly, throaty, almost a prehistoric sound. And she's right, it's very distinct. And they're a high-flying bird. And like she said, you'll hear them for several minutes before you see them, even if you do see them. And right now they're heading back north, and so again, the last several weeks I've been hearing them overhead too, and it's so distinctive. I'm glad you brought that up because it's a wonderful sound that you can hear.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago we heard the first flock coming over, and then, you know, I was so excited, and then not only one more, but four more flocks came over, and they're big flocks. They're at least 40 in each one.
Joe, a great start to our show and a great suggestion. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
260-452-1185 or toll-free 800-471-9264. I know we have other listeners who want to get on the conversation here. I don't want to move on without playing a few sounds. We threw a few into the computer today. Guys, let me see if you can guess the one that we have loaded up here. It's not the sound of you two talking in the break room before the show got started. Any guesses as to it's a bird? I'll give you that much.
I think it may be a falcon, which is an uncommon one, but becoming more common, especially in the urban areas.
Yeah, it's a peregrine falcon.
Okay,
that's
terrific.
Right. That's right. Yeah, and we loaded it up specifically because we've heard news this week that I'm not sure if they've hatched yet, but the peregrines in downtown Fort Wayne have some eggs now.
I think they did hatch.
Did they hatch?
I'm sure a caller will let us know.
I imagine so. Yeah, but we've got plenty more where that came from. We want to know, what are your favorite sounds of spring, or maybe your favorite sounds of all time when you've been out in nature. Let's take let's open up the phones here once again. I know we have a lot of listeners waiting, and get to Angie on the line. Angie, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Good afternoon, and Jason knows that my favorite is spring peepers. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Angie.
Angie, why spring peepers? What is it about that sound that makes you feel like, well, makes you feel good?
Well, related to Acres Cause, preservation of wetlands, and I grew up falling asleep at night listening to those spring peepers in the wetland behind our cottage. So it's a nostalgic sound as well, but really I was going to talk about loons calling as another wonderful spring call, because they're so incredibly majestic with that call.
Hmm. And Jason Kissel loons, not one. We didn't get that one loaded up this afternoon, but another distinctive sound.
Yeah, and again, we associate them with the far north, but we have them here within the listening area also. And so it is one of those lake scenes and those lake sounds that you have. And I've got to tell a little story about Angie. But Angie, you know, turns into a 7-year-old bubbly girl when she hears a lot of these nature sounds. And again, you know, she was talking about how it tied her back to childhood. And nature provides so many opportunities to do that, whether it's smell or whether it's sound or whether it's sight. And just the excitement that we, Angie in particular, you know, it's just so fun to see her light up when she hears a particular. She loves the spring peepers. She loves the phoebes. Every time I hear a phoebe or a spring peeper, I think of Angie because of what those sounds mean to her. And so, you know, again, there's so many ways to connect with nature. And it's fun to have. Just focusing on one of those today, just the essence of sounds, and to really pay attention when we're outside. And that's what we do a lot with Acres, is try to get people to focus on where they at and where are they in that time and in that moment. And you can stop and just do nothing else but shut your eyes and listen. And it's amazing all the things that you'll hear within a nature preserve. And you won't know a lot of them, and that's okay. But you'll probably be able to figure out, oh, that's probably an insect, or that's a bird, or I've heard that bird before. So again, just the wealth of information that we receive when we're out in nature, whether it be visually or auditory or just the other senses that we can use, is just amazing.
Now, when thinking of the loon, of course, that brings you to the movie On Golden Pond, you know, because that's what they were all about, was the loons.
Yeah, I didn't go there immediately, but we may have to do nature cinema next month, Jason. Let's keep that in mind. Angie, thank you so much for getting in touch with us this hour.
Have a great day, all three of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. 260-452-1185 or toll-free 800-471-9264. I know we have another caller on the line here, but I want to show a little state pride. Let me see if you guys can guess this sound we have. A pretty distinctive call of a regular Indiana visitor. Doug Hackbarth, any thoughts?
No, not me.
No?
Not me.
The birder in you hasn't come out for the spring
yet.
No, Jason Kissel, how about you?
Your state pride helped. I think it's a cardinal.
It is. It's the northern cardinal.
Okay,
yes, the state bird of Indiana.
It was an easy one, see, but still, I don't know.
We want to hear what your favorite sounds are, whether they're the sound that it lets you know spring is almost here, or maybe just your favorite nature sounds. What do you go out hoping to hear when you're out in nature? We have time for one more call before we just have to go to a break here. Let's open the phones and go to Kathy. Kathy, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I just wanted to make a comment about the cardinal. It is one of my favorite birds. And my husband calls it the radio bird because it broadcasts far and wide, and you can hear them everywhere. But I think one of my other favorites is the red-winged blackbird. It has such a pretty song.
Absolutely. Do you want to give a shot at mimicking that song today?
No, I do not. I can pick it up, but I can't whistle it.
Well, that's all right. Kathy, we appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having this program.
All right. Bye-bye. And Jason Kissel, Red Winged Blackbird, one of my favorite birds if I'm out on a sunny day.
Yeah. And again, they are associated with spring because the males come back first and start defending the nest territory. And so for many people, that's their cue. That spring is just about here when they start to see the male Red Winged Blackbirds back in town.
I saw one yesterday.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
We do need to take a quick break here. In the meantime, we want you to get in touch with us by phone, and we'd love to hear your impressions if you're brave enough. Jason already did one of your favorite nature sounds. 260-452-1185. Or if you'd rather not, we'll just hear your story of your favorite spring sounds or your favorite nature sounds of all time. You can always call us toll-free, of course, 800-471-9264. Email middaymatters@nipr.fm, post on our Facebook wall, or send us a tweet. Stay with us. It's Midday Matters.
On the next Fresh Air, life as a Mormon missionary, going door to door proselytizing when you have doubts about your faith. We talk with Ryan McIlvaine, author of the new novel Elders, based on his 2 years as a Mormon missionary in Brazil. He's from a sixth-generation Mormon family, but left the church in his mid-20s. Join us this afternoon at 1 here on WBOI.
A hunger strike's been growing at Guantanamo Bay. Prisoners object to the way their cells are searched, how their Qurans are handled, but also to open-ended imprisonment with, for most, no charges, no trial, and no prospect of release for men sometimes described as some of the most dangerous terrorists in the world. I'm Neil Conan. What's next at Gitmo? Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This afternoon at 2 p.m. here on WBOI.
In Cambodia, a pioneering bank gives big mortgages to low-income people. It also makes a profit.
You're giving somebody something they never thought they could have. So no matter what the hardship is, what's the one bill they're not going to miss? They're not going to miss their mortgage.
Financing dream homes for people who live in shacks today on All Things Considered from NPR News.
This afternoon at 4 here on WBOI.
Support for this program on WBOI is provided by United Way of Allen County, offering opportunities to volunteer and make an impact on a child's life by mentoring or tutoring. UWEducationNetwork.org.
It's 12:25. This is Midday Matters on WBOI Fort Wayne. I'm Sean Beter. Very glad to be with you on this Thursday afternoon. Jason Kissel is with us from Acres Land Trust, along with one of the usual suspects back from his Easter vacation, Doug Hackbarth. Thanks very much to both of you for joining us today. And we're talking during this part of the program about nature sounds. What are your favorite sounds, whether you're just out for a stroll, or maybe what are the sounds that make you think, well, spring is here, or spring is almost here, or please, spring, get here soon. I know we're in it already, but we want to hear your favorite sounds, whatever they are. 260-452-1185. Toll free, 800-471-9264. Email middaymatters@nipr.fm. Post on our Facebook wall or send us a tweet at Midday Matters. Had folks calling in already, Jason, to talk about, we've talked about loons, we've talked about sandhill cranes, cardinals, and peregrine falcons, along with a whole lot of others. Let's load up maybe a mammal this time. We have a few sounds of our own here. See if this sounds familiar.
I bet Jason's daughter can come up with this one.
a lot of times we talk about, you know, what we find in a walk in the woods, let's say, but Fort Wayne, northeastern Indiana, the Midwest at large, generally very rural, you'll hear a lot of farm sounds as well.
It is. You know, I was talking earlier about sounds you hear in the preserves, and farming activity is definitely one of those sounds that you hear. And it's a good reminder that, you know, we aren't blessed with huge expanses of natural areas where you can be put in the middle of a 10,000-acre forest and you don't hear those sounds. And so it's neat that our landscapes are varied, where whether if you're on a farm, you're going to hear those farm sounds, but you also hear the birds calling in the trees. If you're in a nature preserve, you're going to hear those native birds and the native animals, but you're also still going to be connected to the world around it through the farm sounds. So it is unique that in northeast Indiana here, we've got this whole range of sounds always available to us.
We want to hear your favorite nature sounds, and it looks like we have a few folks on the line. Of course, if you want to get in touch, 260-452-1185 or toll free at 800-471-9264. Let's open the phones and go to Daniel. Daniel, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Yes, good afternoon. The first one I've got is flowing water that comes from the snow and ice melting. So that's the earlier one of the two that I have. So I'm going to try that one for an impression here. Can you hear that?
Not bad at all. All
right. And the next one is a little bit later, but it's also water related. It's a thunderstorm. I really enjoy the not only the sounds of them, but that really fresh smell that I've heard is the smell of ozone. I'm not sure, but anyway.
Perfect.
Very nice. Perfect. Yeah. Very nice.
Good.
Daniel, thanks so much for the call and for being brave enough to try out your sounds on the air here, too.
Sure, no problem.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye. And that's Daniel brings up actually maybe my favorite, one of my favorite nature sounds of all is the sound that you get through weather. A summer, I know it's not spring related, but a good summer thunderstorm, laying in bed listening to it before you go fall asleep. One of my favorite sounds anywhere in the world.
It is, and a lot of people really associate with those what we call ambient sounds, you know, the sound of rainfall on the roof, or, you know, the sound of rain coming through the canopy of a tree, or that hopefully distant thunder. Thunder right on top of you is not as relaxing, but that distant thunder is very nice. And so, again, that's one of my wife's favorite sounds is the sound of rain on a roof. Our favorite home was a very small 900-square-foot home. And one of the reasons we really liked that was the tin roof. No insulation. It was in North Carolina. And so you would just hear that rain hitting that roof.
Wow.
And so, again, you know, it's tying us back to the environment that we all live in, just through those common occurrences.
We want to hear your favorite nature sounds, whether they're signs of spring or just your favorite sounds overall. 260-452-1185. Toll free, 800-471-9264. And of course, you can always email us middaymatters@nipr.fm. And bonus points if you give us a call and you try your sound out on the air. We have an email here. Anita got in touch with us. Anita says, I'll have to give you my second favorite sound. I already used my first on your show last month with the sound of frogs. I get very excited when I go outside and for the first time I hear birds still carrying on in the trees after the sun has gone down. Nature doesn't go to bed when you do, Jason.
Yep, that's exactly right. And then, you know, you hear the daytime birds kind of finishing their last song of the night, figuring out where all their friends are, where everybody's at, if there's any danger, kind of shutting down for the night. And then you got your night birds starting to take over, your owls and your whippoorwills. And so it's really neat to see that transition between second and third shift in the animal world.
And I wish we heard more owls. You know, they're fun to hear, but it's always a long time between them. Although when one's in the neighborhood, it's usually there for a while.
Yeah.
Let's get another sound on the air here, and this is another mammal. Let's see if you guys can get this one.
Sounds like a coyote to me.
Jason Kissel, concurrence?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds like a coyote, absolutely. We may get an impression of a coyote. Hopefully, a little bit later on. I'd love to hear one of our listeners go for that sound. In the meantime, it looks like we have another caller with us before we have to go to our break. Let's open the phones and go to Lisa. Lisa, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I'm not sure if I can recreate the noise, but my probably favorite nature sound is at the end of August and early September, you know, when everything's kind of preparing for the end of the warm weather and you can hear the crickets and just like kind of, you know, the leaves are starting to crunch under your feet and the smell and everything. It's more than just the sound. It's just like kind of the whole experience of the end of summer. That's my absolute favorite time of the year as well.
I think that's right, too. The smell, because people are burning leaves, legally, of course, right. Burning leaves, and that's part of that fall smell.
And it's that crispness in the air that makes things just a little bit different, I think.
And I thought she was going to bring up locusts.
that's a different show, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, at that time of the year. Yeah.
I mean, Jason, it sounds kind of funny to say sometimes, but each season does have its own sound, its own feel, its own smell.
Oh, definitely. You know, and we're just coming out of winter, and you know, just the crunching of the snow, or if you're around ice, and the crackling of the ice, and you know, the squirrels, you tend to hear them more in the wintertime because there's not leaves, you know, curtaining their calls. And so, yeah, you're right. Each one is kind of has a beginning and an end of sounds. And just, you know, just like Lisa, some of my favorite times are that heading into fall. And that's when the katydids start. And that's when the crickets, you can really start to notice. And so just like her, that's kind of my favorite time of year. And so there are sounds that really cue me in that, okay, hey, it's almost here. And, you know, the air is getting brisker. And like you said, those smells. And so it's just amazing all the senses that nature provides us every single day.
Lisa, a great suggestion. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
And it's great we live in Fort Wayne in northern Indiana, because I'm sure that a lot of people listening out there feel like me. There comes a time when you can just take so many 90-plus degree days, and those fall cool downs feel so great. You really look forward to them. No one looks forward to winter. Well, maybe some people.
Some of us do.
Yeah.
But there are, you know, and that's one thing that we are blessed with in this environment is we have four distinct seasons. And not only is it, you know, you can distinguish them by temperature and by rainfall and things like that, but it's the sounds again. You know, each season has its own distinct sounds, its own distinct weather, its own distinct views. And so it is really nice that we have all four seasons.
And smells.
Yes.
That all goes along with it, too.
I have to say that, you know, one of my favorite maybe aspects, at least of wintertime, is there is a very special silence that you get sometimes, especially during the wintertime, it seems like, where there's just everything is quiet. There is no sound, it seems like, except for your breathing out there. And it can be very striking, especially nowadays when we are surrounded by sound, whether it's you know, at work or at home or in our iPods or whatever else, to hear almost nothing.
Yep.
We need to take a quick break here for the news. We'll talk more about your favorite sounds, nature sounds, I should say, when we come back. And we hope you'll get in touch with us this hour, 260-452-1185, toll free at 800-471-9264. You can always email middaymatters@nipr.fm, post on our Facebook wall, or send us a tweet. Stay with us. It's Midday Matters.
On the next Fresh Air, life as a Mormon missionary, going door to door proselytizing when you have doubts about your faith. We talk with Ryan McIlvain, author of the new novel Elders, based on his 2 years as a Mormon missionary in Brazil. He's from a sixth generation Mormon family, but left the church in his mid-20s. Join us this afternoon at 1 here on WBOI.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Northeast Indiana Public Radio. I'm Sarah D'Elia with WBOI News. Fort Wayne's police chief says investigators have a suspect they are looking for in the latest in a rash of shootings to hit the city. Chief Rusty York says his officers are familiar with the suspect, and several officers were searching for him Wednesday afternoon after the midday shooting. Police say a 17-year-old youth died after two men chased him down an alley and fired six or seven shots at him. He died at the scene in the backyard of a home. York says the shooting was related to gangs and drugs. Five shootings in Fort Wayne and surrounding Allen County over Easter weekend left two people dead, two critically injured, and another in fair condition. An effort to halt implementation of the Common Core educational standards is back on after the Indiana Senate's Education Committee Wednesday revived it in a House bill. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
The Senate passed legislation earlier this session that would pause implementation of the Common Core, a nationally crafted set of academic standards adopted by 45 states. But the bill stalled in the House, leading the Senate Education Committee to amend the language into a House measure. Under the amended bill, the state would halt implementation of the standards until a series of public hearings is held at the State House. A legislative study committee would develop a recommendation and submit it to the State Board of Education, which still has the final say on Common Core's fate. House Education Committee Chair Bob Boehning says he's not opposed to holding public hearings on Common Core.
But don't stop implementation because it's, you know, we're two and a half years into implementation. I don't think it's fair to educators to play politics with things like standards.
Indianapolis Republican Senator Scott Schneider, who authored the original Common Core bill, says despite Boehning's objections, he thinks the full House will back his plan.
The majority of folks that I have talked to on both sides of the building and on both sides of the aisle, for that matter, are in support of doing something that stops further implementation and gives us a thorough review and an ability for us to look at everything.
Schneider says he's confident the House will simply concur with the amended bill and avoid a conference committee where Boehning might have more influence. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Indiana senators are releasing a state budget which would determine whether Governor Mike Pence wins his tax cut this year. House Republicans crafted a $30 billion state budget which would take the money Pence sought for the cut and spend it on roads and schools. But Senate Republicans could restore the tax cut as part of their spending plan set for release Thursday. Members of the Senate Appropriations Committee are set to discuss the proposal Thursday morning. Lawmakers in both chambers have expressed concern over spending on a tax cut without filling a transportation funding shortfall. Meanwhile, Pence has taken to the road, asking voters to lobby their representatives and senators for his tax cut. You're listening to 89.1 FM, WBOY Fort Wayne. We're streaming online at NIPR.FM. Now back to Midday Matters with your host, Sean Beter.
Minutes till 1 o'clock. This is Midday Matters on WBOI Fort Wayne. I'm Sean Beter, along with Doug Hackbarth from Broadview Florist and Jason Kissel from Acres Land Trust. This, of course, the Outer Spaces edition of our program, and we're talking today about your favorite nature sounds. We talked earlier about sounds that mean spring is finally here, but we also want to hear what your favorites are. We've heard about thunderstorms, one of my personal favorites, loons, sandhill cranes, the cardinal. Whatever your favorite nature sound is, give us a call and share your story with us, 260-452-1185 or toll free at 800-471-9264. You can always email middaymatters at nipr.fm, post on our Facebook wall, or send us a tweet at Midday Matters. And special bonus points if you want to do an impression of your sound on the air this hour. We have kind of a special call out here from Jason about this sound. And Jason, can you set this up for us?
Sure. You know, this is, again, one of my favorite sounds. It was the sound of a whippoorwill, and I used to hear them quite frequently, and I have not heard a whippoorwill in probably 3 years. And so we're going to play the sound and see if anybody has heard them recently. I know that they're still in the area. They're a nighttime bird to come out at night. But again, I've just been unfortunate where I haven't heard them in quite a while. So we'll go ahead and play the sound.
And it's a very persistent, almost very percussion-y sound. It's very, it says its name, basically.
It does. It's that whippoorwill, whippoorwill. And so, you know, it's one of those sounds like owls that you kind of feel proud of yourself for being outside at night and for hearing these animals, and you know that it's not something that people hear all the time. And so, you know, those nighttime sounds are kind of fun because you kind of feel like you're in the know, or you're getting something that most people aren't. Most people
part
are inside, yeah, watching the TV, but you're outside taking a hike at, you know, through a forest at night, and you're getting all of these third shift creatures as your reward. You know, you'll see the raccoons scurry by, or you'll hear them calling to each other. And then you'll hear the screech owl. They're very common. And then if you're lucky enough, you might hear a great horned owl. You know, and so it's great time to be outside. And again, I'm hoping people are hearing those whippoorwills, because I haven't in quite a while.
Well, I know we have a lot of birders in our audience. So if you've heard a whippoorwill or seen one around recently, we'd love to hear from you this hour. 260-452-1185 or toll free 800-471-9264. And at this time, we'll open up our lines as well for folks who want to share their favorite sounds with us. Or if you have a regular old plant and garden question, since we're into springtime now and everybody's thinking about getting outside. The number one more time, 260-452-1185. Doug?
I would like to mention, when you talk about spring, that in case we don't get around to talking about this, this is the weekend, folks. This is the one where the nighttime temperatures, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, next week, are all going to be up over 30 degrees. They're going to be up in the 40s for the nighttime lows. This is when you want to plant everything that's a cold crop, the cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, a lot of that from seed. Pansies, of course, should be planted as soon as possible. These things, this is the time to do it, and this is the first weekend where I feel totally safe. You can plant grapes and rhubarb and even strawberry plants at this time, because in some areas, in some places, they are available. And so I wanted to mention that, and I do want to mention one more thing, Sean, if you don't mind. This is the weekend when Broadview has their annual, this is the ninth annual, Hanging Basket Workshop. Hmm. And anyone that's interested in the workshop, it's this Saturday at 9 a.m. They need to call Broadview to set up an RSVP type of thing. So I wanted to get that out there, because this is a one-time-a-year thing. A lot of people do it, and it's one of the more happy events, especially because it's spring.
Spring's a happy
time.
You know,
you get to plant your own little hanging basket with – it's a 10-inch basket with these little tiny plants, and then – we grow it on for you, and you're just amazed 4 to 5 to 6 weeks later at how huge this thing gets. You everyone that does it can't believe it. So I wanted to put that out there too.
If you have a plant or garden question for Doug and Jason, or if you want to share your favorite nature sound with us, please do get in touch. Nobody in the phone bank currently. You'll get right through. 260-452-1185. Toll free at 800-471-1185. 9264. Of course, a Facebook page and Twitter page is up as well. And you can email middaymatters@nipr.fm. Looks like we have a few email questions I want to get to, and then Doug will get pop back over to you here.
I've got a sound for you.
So okay. All right. our friend Jim got in touch with us via email. My favorite spring noise is my tax refund. Cha-ching, cha-ching. I can't argue with that, Jim. Larry left us an email here as well. My favorite sound of spring is the sound of maple sap dripping into a bucket. Every year, more folks in northern Indiana are picking up on sugaring as a backyard hobby, as well as sugaring at places like Acres Asherwood and the Maplewood Nature Center in LaGrange County. I can't argue with that one. Should we call it a sweet sound? No, we shouldn't.
I like the name of that, sugaring.
Doug, you had a sound.
Well,
for
I do have another sound while we're waiting on some callers to come in. This is one that if you go to the Franke Park Zoo, and I was trying to look to see when it opened this year, because I got on tried to get on a webpage on my cell phone. I just could not come up with Franke Park Zoo. But anyway, a sound that you can hear there, and of course, when I was in the Caribbean one time, I heard it in the wild, and that's the sound of a peacock.
Hmm.
And I can demonstrate that for you.
All right. My hand's on the fader. Ready?
And the reason that I can do this is because when we were in the Caribbean one time, I heard this noise, and I thought, what the heck is that? Is somebody drowning? Because what a peacock sounds like is like it's hollering for help.
Let's hear it.
Okay, I'll get away from the microphone. Help! Help! That is what it sounds like. So if you're at the Franke Park Zoo and you get a chance to hear those, I've been there and heard them. I'm nowhere near them, but you can hear them from anywhere in the park when they're screaming.
Well, Jason, let me put this to you. This brings up a good point. I mean, Doug thought somebody was drowning, but
I did.
Animals use sounds not just to say, "Hey, buddy, where are you?" Things like that. They could also be deceptive. They could also be a call out for a mate. Lots of different ways to communicate.
Yeah, I mean, they communicate in any way that we need to communicate with each other. We don't quite understand their vocabulary yet, but they understand each other. And so within the species, they know exactly what that call means. And they know what the variance in that call means, or the cadence of it, or how quickly they stop. Or if it's just a short burst, they don't want to give away their position, but they want to warn someone else that something's coming. And so just as we happen to understand this thing that we call our language, they understand just as well. And so we often don't credit them enough. You know, we hear bird calls and think it's pretty, and it is to our ears. But they are communicating to each other something very important in that moment. And they have all the nuances, I believe, that we have in our communication. You can see it. You can hear the distress calls and then see how everything else reacts. And even among species, you know, crows are the great watchdog of the forest. You hear the crow call and start to fly off. Everything else pays attention. You see the deer pop their head up. Their tail goes up to warn the other deer. And so, again, there's a lot of communication out there happening through these noises, is what we call them. But it's not noise to everyone that's out there.
We want to hear your favorite nature sounds this hour, 260-452-1185. You can always email us, middaymatters@nipr.fm. Facebook page is up. Twitter feed is up as well. We have a few comments on Twitter here. One from Jerry. Jerry says, "What's a good source for learning which birds are making which sounds?" Jason, any thoughts?
Well, you know, there's a lot of birding groups, including local Audubon chapters. As I was looking at this topic for this week, the Cornell Ornithology has a great website, and you can just type in the common name and it'll give you that bird call. And several different variations, like I was just talking about, it'll say a distress call, normal singing voice, and then other just types of calls that it makes. And so that's a great free online source. There's a lot of bird books that come with an accompanying CD. That way you can play it and see the bird at the same time. But again, a lot of birders really learn those calls because often you don't see the bird, but you'll hear it. And so the good birders will just be able to identify it from the sound.
And Jerry adds in a later tweet here, "Wait, raccoons make sounds? What do their calls sound like?" Anybody?
Yeah, I mean, they make a variety of sounds. I mean, they can kind of bark. They sound like a small dog barking. They can have a real high-pitched call. And then they can get really a vicious, you know, growling, too. And so raccoons make a lot of different vocalizations.
And deer.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone out into the field early in the morning. I mean, it's a morning I wasn't sleeping well, and I got up and went out, not this year, but other times, go out in the field. I didn't know there were any deer out there. In fact, it's still kind of dark. And man, they see you coming. They do this hiss that just blows you away. It's so frightening. You're like, what was that?
Yep.
But it's these crazy deer, and then they run away.
Yeah, it looks like we have a few callers on the line, and we have a few plant and garden questions coming in the last 10 minutes of the program here as well. Let's open the phones and go to Kathleen. Kathleen, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Hi. Excuse me. You talked a little bit about peepers, and it just triggered such a memory for me. I grew up in Fort Wayne, not very far from St. Francis. And my grandparents, so we're talking about 60 years ago, my grandparents would take us for a ride out Bass Road to hear the peepers because my grandfather thought this was a very romantic thing to do with my grandmother. And even as a little girl, I could think, I didn't have the word romantic in my conversation, but that's the word I would attach to it, that this is a sweet thing for some rough and tumble guy to do for his wife. So spring peepers, I've just moved back from Indiana, from Massachusetts, so I'll be hearing spring peepers again, and it'll be a wonderful memory for me.
Kathleen, that's a lovely story. Thanks so much for sharing it with us. All right. Have a good day. Thanks so much. All right. Bye-bye, Kathleen. Let's see. We've got another caller on the line here. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Elaine on line two. Elaine, thanks very much for being with us today.
Hi there. I have a couple of comments about the zoo. First of all, if you want to check the website, it's kidszoo.org. Mm-hmm. The zoo opens April 20th this year. And my favorite sound is the sound of the dingoes howling at the zoo. I worked in that section of the zoo for 26 years, and it's a really eerie sound, and it'll put any coyote to shame.
I'll bet that's true.
Is that something, you said 26 years, is that something you'll ever get used to hearing?
No, absolutely not. Hmm. Absolutely not. It thrills me every time I hear it.
Wow. Well, Elaine, I don't think we expected dingoes today, but but we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Right. You can expect anything when you talk about the zoo.
That's true. Yeah. Thanks again, Elaine. Thanks also to Kathleen. I think we may have lost the line there. Just about 7 minutes to give us a call. Share your favorite sounds, or if you have a quick plant and garden question for us, we can take that as well. 260-452-1185, toll-free at 800-471-9264. We had a question on Facebook here. Dave has a question for Doug and for Jason. If you haven't already answered it, when is spring mushroom time? And I'm assuming harvest.
Oh, boy, I would guess it's going to come pretty quick.
Yeah, you know, it's normally mid to late April you start to see the morels coming up. And so that's normally a pretty good timeline. But again, they really vary from year to year. And last year was kind of, I don't know, not as good of a year in some areas, but some areas had really good ones. And so not sure how the drought's going to affect them this year. So,
well, the mushrooms were confused last year. Yeah. The weather was wacky. It's wacky this year in a colder way as opposed to warm as last year. But I think that once this weather warms up, boom, they're going to pop out fast. And they're all going to come out at once.
Well, fungi are so moisture dependent, aren't they, Jason?
They are.
That you really, it can vary so much, even if it's not a drought year into hopefully a non-drought year.
Sure.
Looks like we have an email question here from Richard. Richard says, is now the time to plant grass? My neighborhood lost many trees in the storm last year, so we feel we might now be able to get some grass to grow. What would be best to do to get it growing? Previously, the oaks crowded out the sun.
Well, if you'd asked me this question last week, I'd have said, yeah, it's a little early. But now, this week, starting tomorrow, I would say yes to grass. There's no reason not to start planting it. So yeah, do it now.
What would any tips to help Richard make sure that grass gets growing?
Well, the one tip is if you plant it too soon and it doesn't grow, it's easy for the grass seed to wash away when it rains. And this is one reason why you start now. Give it a light sprinkling if it's not raining or whatever. Give it a light sprinkling to get it started, and then we are supposed to possibly get rain Sunday and Monday of this weekend. You never know, though. You just never know.
All right.
But, yeah, that's it. Just a light sprinkling. A heavy sprinkling would wash it away, so don't do that.
All right, Richard, we appreciate the question here. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line. We've got Judy. Judy, good afternoon. You're on the program.
Hi.
Hi there.
One of my favorite sounds for spring is the return of the dove. And if you find them out on the wire near your home, if you talk to them, they'll actually talk back to you.
Well, here's the question. What do you say to them?
Very good.
Amazing. Very good. Nicely done. Holy cow.
I was thinking that.
Were you now?
Yeah, I can see why they would respond to that. That's a very accurate mimic.
Yeah. I have been out there and carried on conversations for multiple minutes. They really seem to enjoy it.
Yeah. Cool. They probably there's one finding one of those big creatures that finally understands what we're saying.
Right.
And then you just keep confusing them by saying the same thing back to them.
Right.
Judy, that was fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I enjoy your program, and you guys have a good day.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just about 3 or so minutes left in the program here. I think Jason and Doug, I think that wins the prize.
That was a good one
today.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good one.
My
peacock's good, but my voice isn't as high pitched as it used to be.
Well,
I can't get high enough.
You just have to work on it.
Yeah,
a little
right.
practice makes perfect. let's go back to the phones. We have one more caller on the line here. It's Carol. Carol, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Oh, sure.
We have you just fine.
Okay, I'm calling because I have some knockout roses mm-hmm. that I did not trim.
That's
I don't know
okay.
how I missed them, but in the fall. And now I'm not sure whether it's too late to trim them back about 16, 18, 20 inches.
It's absolutely not too late. In fact, we recommend that you trim roses, including knockouts, in the month of April. So it's definitely not... too late
okay.
to do it. This is really the time to do it. So,
right.
yeah, I think you should do it, and you can cut them back pretty far. That's perfectly
okay.
fine.
Thank uh-huh. you so much.
You bet.
Carol, thanks very much for the call. Have a good day.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. You
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye.
We have just a few moments left here in the program, and it's been just fantastic talking sounds and everything else here. And Jason, we have a confession to make here. We've had not just you and not just Doug and myself in the studio. We've had an extra guest as well.
That's true. Since it's spring break, I brought my 7-year-old daughter, Anna, and she lives out in within one of our nature preserves with the rest of the family. And one thing that we hear quite often is a coyote. Coyotes all around, and we heard some of them barking earlier, but she does a great howl, so we'll see if she'll go ahead and do that for us.
Anna?
Howl!
Very good.
That's perfect.
That's very good.
Nicely done. Very nice. We'll have to have you back next week. You can stay out of school next week.
Yeah, right.
Gentlemen, we have just about 60 seconds or so left here. And Doug, let me put this to you. You mentioned that now's the time, folks. What do people need to be looking for?
Well, anything any of the shrubbery that blooms in the summer or fall, you can cut back now. The stuff that blooms in the spring, like lilacs, you do not want to cut back now. Wait until they're through blooming. So spring blooming things, wait till they bloom, then cut them back. Don't wait after they bloom. That's people's biggest mistake. They just put it off until fall, and they really need to do the pruning right after they bloom. Magnolias, that's another example. Cut them back after they bloom, and then don't cut them back again the rest of the year. So spring stuff, cut after they bloom. Summer and late fall blooming stuff, cut them back now.
All right. Well, we are out of time for this edition of Midday Matters Outer Spaces. Doug Hackbarth from Broadview Florist, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Jason, thanks for being with us and bringing this fantastic topic. I think we got our listeners to do a lot of fun things today.
All right. Well, thank you.
and thanks to you, our listeners, for being with us this hour and for giving us a call and getting in touch. I'm Sean Beter, and this is Northeast Indiana Public Radio, broadcasting from the Madge Rothschild Studios at 89.1 FM HD Channel 1 and streaming online at NIPR.FM. This is WBOI Fort Wayne and WBKE North Manchester, a service of Manchester University. Stay with us. Fresh Air with Terry Gross and your local host, Katie Anderson, is next. It's 1 o'clock.